Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to the Fit Cave Podcast. It's awesome. Oh, it's true. It's damn true. And by the way, it doesn't suck.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Fit Cave. It's March. Great month for sports. We're less than a month away from WrestleMania, I think it is. We're brought to you by our friends at Ringside Collectibles here in the Fig Cave. Great episode last week. Kyle Peterson on. His book sold out on Amazon. He was on our podcast the next day. Book sold out. So
That wouldn't have happened if he wasn't on the show.
Exactly. We moved the needle here. Tommy Paradise almost called you a government name.
Whatever.
Nick Thompson. Up there. In Connecticut.
Zoe looked him up on LinkedIn. She's like, I don't think that's the same guy. I was like, oh, that's the guy.
Oh, that's
looked,
the guy.
She looked me up on LinkedIn?
No.
Oh.
Kyle.
Oh, Kyle that's Peterson?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the guy.
Everybody's going to do it now.
No, I haven't logged into LinkedIn in probably 15 years. I always get the emails, but probably should.
Must be nice.
Phil, you've sent me so many requests to be your, to link with you, and you're lying.
I have.
You're lying.
Oh, somebody's hacked into my shit then. That'd be funny. All right, good episode here, guys. We got some big reveals from Mattel and AEW. So we got that to talk about. That'll be fun. We're both drinking. Me and Nick are drinking. We got some of our Facebook members here in the chat coming in and out. We usually do this just for our higher tier Patreon members, but this is going to be open to all members of our Facebook group. And we're going to do this once a month, right?
Yes. Yeah, once right. a month, we'll go. It'll be like when you used to get HBO for free when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd be able to like watch the softcore porn.
Some titties.
A stack of blank videotapes ready yep. to go.
Yeah. And, stack of tissues.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to let that happen once a month. So. Just to show you guys what you're missing out on if you're not a Patreon.
Patreon part member.
Part of the fun. Right, exactly. Part of the fun.
Can we get... I wanted to just comment on this post to everyone in the group to join us.
I can do that.
Okay, you can do that. Yep. Guys, you can follow us on Instagram, The Fig Cave. You can follow us on X at Cave Fig. And YouTube, just search The Fig Cave. That's the best way to chat with us, guys. What's new? How are things post football? I know Tom, you have a lot. Your son's doing a lot of sports. My son's about to start baseball soon. Yours has been doing it all year long. Marley's learning some new gymnastic techniques. I'm sure.
Fast. She's crawling, bro. She's fast. She's pulling herself. She's so fast pulling herself up. She's not sure what to do though when she's up.
Oh yeah, it's just
because we're trying to get her to shimmy to get that to build that. But you guys have met me, dude. Leg strength not going to be a concern.
No. I bet I wouldn't even recognize her if I saw her when she was just a little like jelly pud. Now she's like a fully formed like little human. You know?
Oh yeah, it's crazy, dude.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Peter Jones in the chat. What's up, Pete? Peter,
yo.
What's up, man? Thanks for jumping on. We'll get some more.
Got some great news from Ringside and Mattel today. We'll get to that in a moment. That sparked some good conversation. I don't have the kid's birthday party is this weekend, so that I got that going on.
When is his actual birthday?
St. Patrick's Day, remember?
Oh. I don't.
He's got a fun birthday, but we're doing it a week early. It's like just some indoor like soccer place where him and like 20 of his friends can just play soccer for me. I can pay $500 for them to play soccer for an hour. It's a great deal. Great deal. But
thanks.
Just wait till you pay $300 so that they can all go eat hibachi and then sleep over your house.
Oh man, that sounds now. I am doing Raising Cane's though. I was like, Nash, you want pizza or some really good chicken tenders? He's like, oh, we can do chicken tenders. So I was like, nice. It's like 100 chicken tenders for like $149. I was like, yep, that's what I'm doing.
Oh, that's
do.
A steal.
Phil definitely sold that as, do you want a pizza?
Yeah.
Do you want chicken tenders?
I mean, pizza you can get whenever, man. Come on. Yeah. And I've never had Raising Cane's, so we'll see how it is. So, I got two people in the chat that need to log in. You're not. I can't see your names.
Oh, I hate this.
What do they have to do? They have to go to StreamYard.
There's like a link on in the post that says, "Hey, we're going live." You got to click that so we can see your name. There's one. Somebody who followed directions. What's up, Chris Matthews?
Chris Matthews band.
So did you know that the only Raising Cane's in Connecticut just opened up here in Enfield? And the drive-through line has been
I gotta go. Guys, have a good night. I'll be
No, wait it out. The drive-through line has been like 2 hours long and people are waiting. People are waiting. It's unreal.
Oh, dude, that's the first Sonic when they opened up was like just north of Boston.
Yeah.
My buddy wanted to go. I think I told the story about that. We went to the hockey game, but
yes.
I mean, there was fights in the parking lot, everything. Like, I had the right of way. No, you had the right of way. It was great.
They have the cops.
Sonic is so bad. Sonic is awful.
Dude, they streamline their menu for the worst. Like, it used to be like, here's the breaded chicken for a sandwich. Here's tenders.
Uh-huh.
And now it's like, nah, we're just going to chop up like three tenders and make a sandwich.
We'll call it popcorn chicken.
Yeah. That's what happens. It's like, how can we streamline this menu? And it's not good. Like, when we're going to sell all of it anyway.
Oh, man. Peter Jones has In-N-Out out there in San Diego. That sounds good.
I do love
that. That lived up to the hype. That's one of the
three times I went on Mania weekend last year. Like
Jason Cook in the chat. Awesome. What's up, dude?
I went once while we were out there, but I joke about this WrestleMania. Phil, you might remember when we were out there you weren't. That my first like three meals in California were Jersey Mike's, Red Lobster, and one other like ridiculous chain that like I can get here.
Well, you guys went to Red Lobster?
That was DJ's choice, man.
That was a real thing? I thought you guys were just like making
To Red Lobster in Inglewood, man.
You go and to
He was like, we're gonna go to Red Lobster. He's like, then I'll drive you guys both back. So it was Tom's ride had already those guys went back to the condo, the Airbnb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, at that dude, I was on such a budget. I was like, I'll take any ride.
Yeah.
JB, what up? I was like, I'll take any ride to get back. And dude, we went to Red Lobster and it let us absorb the whole line.
Yeah, it wasn't honestly, it wasn't bad.
And when you have it once to twice a year, it's perfect. It really is.
So many taco places out there. Oh my God. You guys didn't have tacos, right?
Dude, it was DJ's choice. It was his daughter's birthday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, and she got the pick. So we also didn't want to walk around too much in Inglewood, even though there was a gap.
Well, I would have because, you know, I watched them a lot on Grindface that I was trying to get some free shit at Ross. But, you know,
Grindface.
Some Facebook user says, my parents swear Red Lobster was fine dining. This was
There was a time, man, for sure.
I was a kid. Mid-90s. Yeah. Applebee's and Red Lobster were fine dining.
Oh, my God.
Applebee's. There was a time, guys, you couldn't get those cheddar biscuits in the store.
Oh,
you
no.
had to go to Red Lobster to get them. Or someone's friend had a recipe for your mom to try.
When we went last year, that was the first time I'd ever been. True story.
Red Lobster.
And I'm a seafood guy. So
you don't have Jersey Mike's up there?
No, we do. That's what I was saying. Is the first few spots I went to were all places I could have went to.
What
here.
Would you say? They just got here like 4 years ago, 5 years ago? Well, probably 2 years before the pandemic. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Might have been after the one in Enfield might have been after the pandemic, but
it bothers me. They don't use a cutting board. They just put everything on like the bare metal.
No, the whole counter is a cutting board.
No, not at my place. It's like as small as a cutting board at my house.
Weird.
Really,
that is weird.
I almost like would want to buy them one. Like, what the fuck are you guys? You're making 40 sandwiches on a 2-foot by 2-foot cutting board.
It takes so long.
The all fantasy podcasts I listen to, they're like, they want them to sell the meat dust that comes off the slicer.
Oh my
and God. Sprinkle it like whatever, like just an array of
just crunchy
meat shards dust. And just sprinkle it on your sandwich no matter what.
I'd eat it. I love Jersey Mike's. Jersey Mike's, Carrot Sign, any other.
Dude, you give me that on a cheese roll up? You give me some meat dust on a cheese roll up?
Ooh.
Oh, I see the way they do like they chop up the sandwich and put it over like lettuce. That sounds good. It's kind of a little bit of a healthier.
Yeah.
I forget what they call it, but yeah.
Chris Matthews says my hometown in upstate New York, Olive Garden, was a pinnacle of high fine dining. I will say this. Mm. I hate Olive Garden. I loathe Olive Garden. Really? And I'm not even Italian. I don't know why. I don't know. There's so many like other mom and pop places.
Yeah.
Especially for Italian food.
Dude, yeah. It's hard to be this close to New Haven and like, justify. But Zoe hates bar and grills, and she's like, she she kind of hints that she's open to Olive Garden.
My wife Heather was when she was pregnant, craved Olive Garden, and it was like Never Ending Pasta Bowl season.
Oh,
so
Jesus,
gained a solid 30 pounds. So, oh, yeah, Johnny JB is speaking my language in the chat. I'm from Mass, so 99 Friendlies. They were so good when I was a kid. Friendlies, they're all closing up.
Slaps, dude.
Not anymore.
Reese's Pieces Sunday. Ooh.
Conehead said, I'll put Friendlies vanilla ice cream against any ice cream in the world.
Well, they're ice cream. So for those of you who aren't perfect in New England, there used to be a million Friendlies restaurants all over the place.
Me too.
You guys had them too, right? Yeah.
We got like one left.
It was great for breakfast. It was great for dinner. It was great for lunch. Great for ice cream. I worked at two of them in my life.
Wow.
It was my first real job, actually. And they were amazing, and they've just gone so far downhill. It's wild. It's wild. They're all closing up here.
Slowest service ever.
Yeah. Oh God. Everyone there is like just
like 19 minutes. Like
everyone that works there just got their period like the week before. It's like 14-year-olds. Oh God.
I think I was 14 when I worked there.
Yeah. Yeah. See, or 15. Top and Chub in there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What about
their,
don't they like sponsor the shit out of Springfield College? Cause that's where that's
not
anymore.
There's
a lot of like Friendlies related buildings at
probably
Springfield College. John Cena's alma mater.
There's a Friendlies related building in Somers, Connecticut. The owners used to own it's a Monticello, Thomas Jefferson house ripoff, but they just sold it to a college. So that should be fun. But we should probably talk wrestling or figures at some point here, huh?
Yeah, I just mentioned John Cena, dude. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Did you guys watch
Sting's
last
match? A little story, real quick before we
start. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
I got an ad on Facebook about a store, and I usually follow all like collectible stores. A place called L&L Collectibles. I was like, "Oh, where's this?" It was like a sponsored ad, so I clicked on it. They were in Philadelphia, so I commented on the post like, "Hey, do you guys carry wrestling figures?" And the guy messaged me back like, "We have a couple, but not many. We're mostly like horror and pops." I was like, "Well, you know, WrestleMania is coming to Philly, so you're gonna have a lot of wrestling fans coming." And he's like, "Oh yeah, that's good to know. Yeah." So I sent him a picture like, "Hey, I got all these wrestling figures just as a heads up. Like if you want them, like all those 30 Legends Elite figures." And I was like, "I'm actually coming up to Philadelphia this weekend. My wife's friends live up there." So I went, we had already planned to go to Philadelphia. He's like, "Done. Cool. $300. I'll buy them. Come up here."
Wow.
So yeah. So I've been trying to get rid of these figures forever. And I just figured selling them all in one big lot would be better than just shipping them to one person here or there. So randomly on like a, you know, I don't go to Philadelphia, you know, maybe once a year, twice a year, not WrestleMania related, but sold them all to this guy at this really freaking, had a great setup, an indoor like flea market. But it was like one of those flea markets where people are selling like hardware and auto body stuff and like clothes and, but inside he had this huge setup of Funkos and Pops. So if anybody they're only open on the weekends, but, it's a good spot to go to if you need some stuff, L&L Collectibles. So shout out to the guy's name was like Lou Frantelli, like the most Philadelphia.
He rents space in one of those bigger places.
Yeah, yeah. He's a young guy. He's like probably in his 20s.
That's
like,
Jeff Schabo, dude. That's what Two Sweet Antiques did.
Yeah,
like, for a while.
Yeah. It was a good setup. Like, so and it helped, and two birds with one stone because he didn't know wrestling stuff. So you know, sold him like $10 a pop. It was is what it broke down to. So I'll make some money off him, and I just got so much stuff out of my house. So I was gonna save it for weekly purchases, but it's not really a purchase. But
That's why you had Greg on last week, was so that you could use it for personal information.
This had nothing to do with him. This was just total like coincidence. It was so fucking random. But I did not watch Sting's last match. Did either of you watch it?
I watched a significant amount of clips that I think could figure out what happened.
Pasted it together.
I love the entrances. Like, I think AEW does a good job on entrances. Like, I have watched the one over there at Wembley.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed watching like the highlight reel of entrances.
But, I do love it. I mean, that's a big part
Sting
of
about was really cool. Yeah. So,
you're like me with Christmas Story. I've never seen the whole thing. I've only seen it in the bits and pieces of that they show on Christmas Day. Through TBS or whatever.
So you probably know what happens.
Oh yeah, I got it all figured out.
Yeah.
Who was Darby aiming at when he did that crazy spot? Because it didn't look like the Bucks were anywhere near there.
So I was going to bring that up, the whole Bucks, or not the Bucks, but the whole Darby thing. That was my whole point in bringing up that, if asking if you guys watch. No, you're good. We're good. That's called what we call a,
it's a segue in the business.
Segue in the business, exactly. Was that spot necessary? Like, I get that Sting's last match. You probably want to do something memorable. I read today that they had like a backup plan just in case he got hurt. And like,
a plan is. Sammy Guevara is not allowed to hit his finisher on him. Yeah. If he was hurt, Sammy was
like, what the? I had to climb up on a ladder yesterday and I was like terrified. Never mind jumping off of that thing onto a, you know, a piece of fake glass and all that. Like, I just felt like it was extremely unnecessary. If something did go wrong, you're taking away from Sting's match because last match, because everybody's talking about the fact that you're dead.
It's like the part of the Undertaker Mankind Hell in a Cell where we had to watch them try to get Mankind, like scrape him off the floor for a third of the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're just going to forget that part because he jumped off the cage.
Right. Right.
It was really boring.
I mean, it's kind of Darby Allin's thing. It's kind of AEW's thing just to add in car wrecks for no reason, you know?
Yeah.
I think Jim Cornette described it the other day of like the WWE is two people, or the WWE is like people you know really well doing like the boringest thing, like getting a haircut, and AEW is two people you never heard of doing the most dangerous car, getting in car wrecks over and over, you know, like which one would you rather watch? Like the, you know, the people you know doing boring shit or nobody's doing crazy shit. So
I mean, it's a Michael Bay movie.
Yeah. I don't know what it really had to do with Sting. Like it kind of took away from, I know you had to make it a tag match because Sting's, you know, 63 or 64, whatever, however old he is. But, I guess, I mean, I do like the, like they had his sons involved as like younger versions of Sting characters. That was pretty cool. And now Darby Allin's going to go off and train to climb Mount Everest. What the fuck? I mean, props to him if he does it, but like, I thought people train for that for like like 5 years. Like, I had that, you had to train your lungs to withstand that.
Yeah. His sons looked like they could actually, well, one of them looked like he could actually go. The other one was having a hard time. The one that dressed as like Bash at the Beach Sting.
Yeah.
Looked like I guess he was a tight end in college for football. But he looked like he could actually like go.
Yeah.
The other one tried to do a Stinger splash. And I thought he was going to land on his face. Like, he jumped too early.
Yeah, he jumped pretty high.
And he also did not do a great job of filling out the Wolfpack Sting suit.
Can't believe that your dad is Sting and you don't know how to properly do the Stinger splash.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, did he do it to you, like, all the time on your bed, you know? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. If you're a Facebook user and said, hey, fellas, you gotta log in, dude. We don't know who you are.
I don't know who you are.
Peter Jones said, as a GCW fan, that spot could have been safer with the chair spread out more and a shorter ladder. Mm. Yeah, there's a lot of things that could have made that spot safer. I guess that's is that real glass or is that fake glass? Because
no, it's got to be bleeding. That sugar glass.
No, he's like bleeding instantly. I mean,
yeah, you still get it. Like,
yeah,
still connect you.
Yeah, I would say it's the sugar glass they use for the movies, I would think. But
thinking DeVito when they wrestle and it's always sunny and DeVito fucking gets rickety cricket. He's like, yeah, get your cricket. And Cricket's fucking neck is like, just DeVito. Did I nick you, Cricket?
Oh my god. Overall, it sounded like it was a pretty good pay per view.
It was. I will give
that's good.
I will give AEW credit, man. That was a solid pay per view.
Yeah, good for them.
Hopefully, they can build on the momentum.
Did somebody in our group chat say they have another pay per view in April?
It's starting
the Dynasty one.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's quick. That's a quick turnaround for them. I think he did say he wanted to go to like 9 or 10 pay per views a year, which, you know, you're gonna have to build to those to make them interesting. But
you gotta figure out some sort of subscription service, because now people are used to paying $10 a month and getting every pay per view.
Yeah,
really? I mean, sorry. And $50 a shot, man. 10 that's $500 a year.
I mean, props to the people that do that, because I wouldn't do it for, I wouldn't have done that for an Elimination Chamber. Fuck that. $50 for that?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not worth it. I mean, WrestleMania is worth it. Royal Rumble might be worth it, but even as a diehard WWE fan, I'm not paying $50. So, you know, props to the people that are doing for AEW.
Yeah, right. Right. I didn't do it. I found a way to watch it.
No, I know. You're the king of it.
That was also too long, guys. I mean, when I texted the group and I was like, or I think the group chat, I was like, it's 10 o'clock. There's Wikipedia. I was like, I'm missing 5 match results at 10.
God.
On a Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. I think the WWE went back to the Saturday pay per views and they're so much better, man.
Yeah, it's not gonna work for me, brother.
Yeah.
Less is more, I think, with the pay per views too. It's like, yeah, we looked at the Elimination Chamber, preview, yeah, and it was only like 4 matches, but it went by so fast, and it was, I mean, Elimination Chamber was what it was, but then you got AEW with 8 matches, 9 matches, 10 matches, whatever it is, and you're like, oh man, how am I going to stay awake? So I watched it the next day.
Johnny JB, I really wanted AEW to keep it to 4 or 5 pay-per-views a year. That's probably ideal for any wrestling company, but I don't,
yeah.
Money-wise, I don't think you can. That's where AEW is probably making all their money, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yep.
Consistently getting sellouts for pay-per-views and stuff, so might as well keep doing them if people are going to come out.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, anything before we get into news?
I got nothing.
No, right. Nothing else to say. Nothing else.
I want to see some of these people in the chat logging in. Come on, guys. Let's do it. Johnny JB figured it out. I got
the Facebook one in the corner here.
There you go. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's good. We all got the email earlier today that the Nitro ring from Ringside Collectibles was delayed, which sucks. I know Nick was really looking forward to getting that signed. That should have been out. I know they said late March or like late February, right?
Yeah, it said late February. Yeah.
So we should have known something was up as
well. As soon as Mattel posted, they were selling. It's like, all right, are they coming together? But now, I want to cancel Ringside because if Mattel's going to have it, now I got to get. I need it soon.
I don't know. I would say they're going to come at the same time, but when is the?
It's usually best when they come at the same time.
When? Yeah, it's true. That feels the best. When does the ring go up for pre-order from Mattel Creations?
The 16th, right? With the Heart Foundation, right?
Okay. So
Matt Goldberg asking, do you think the Mattel one is cheaper? It's gonna be one of those things where you get 10% off at Ringside plus shipping is gonna be, depending where you live, it's gonna be like, I think it's gonna be within $8 of each other. So
yeah,
you know, get it through Ringside, get 10% off, you know, guys.
I'm gonna keep mine. I'm not gonna cancel it because they already got my money. I don't want to get refunded and just have to buy it all over again. So
I think I have one payment left on paying for, but I'll feel rich when I get all that reimbursed, you know.
Hell yeah.
Bischoff does enough signings, I think, where like he'll be around.
Yeah.
I want to be first, bro. And it was so perfectly timed to get it at
it was
Classic.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Okay. So now I'm not gonna go. If I'm not getting Bischoff, then I don't think I'm gonna go.
Let's start with the AEW reveals first, then we'll get to this Ringside news. Right after we recorded, I think the next day, Jeremy Padour tweeted out or Facebooked out, I forget which one it was, that we're gonna get some new reveals from AEW Jazzwares. I forget how he worded it. Can you look that up, Tom? How he worded it on his tweet? Because that was what really bothered people.
It wasn't even the way that he tweeted it. It was like, let me go to
announcement.
Figheel had it. Yeah, Figheel posted, or it was an Instagram post, essentially, from Jazzwares, I believe. I'm trying to scroll back now to find it.
Basically, so hinting that there was going to be a huge reveal. Special announcement coming tomorrow. And the special announcement was they're starting a new line. Pay-per-view, a Target exclusive, pay-per-view only, pay-per-view exclusive, I don't even know what you're going to call it, pay-per-view series. So it'd be figures from specific pay-per-views. I guess this is replacing, we already have Target exclusives from AEW, but this is just kind of branding it as something.
They're just blue now.
so just a shit, and no one cares. I mean, and the only figure announces Danielson in a different t-shirt and different Speedos. But obviously they weren't happy. They knew people weren't happy because they came out later in the night, like 8 or 9 o'clock at night. We get the Sting Supreme figure, which looks awesome. And then we get some 3D renders of a Adam Copeland figure. So they must have panicked and said, like, God, no one gave a shit about this announcement, which is just a late. You can't. I mean, if something like that, just bring it out. Just do it. Like, I don't know. So we got the Danielson from, I think it was Revolution 2022. So that's a 2-year-old figure, more than 2 years old. That's going to be a Target exclusive. And it has like the Chase sticker, but it just says PPV, like pay-per-view.
Yeah.
It's a good looking figure. I mean, I don't think it blew anybody away.
No, it seems like a repaint. I feel like I've seen this figure before.
Yeah.
It already looks more impressive than the any of the shop AEWs. I will say true. That. Like,
or any of the
I think the blue looks good. I think the sticker looks good. This is in the Daniel Bryan. It looks clean. It's just not that special.
Johnny JB says this Adam Copeland figure looks good. It does look good. It's not a figure though. I think it's a computer generated photo. So yeah, they can make it look as good as they want, you know.
If the fig looks that good.
It looks great. I mean, he's not lying. It looks really
good. I actually buy that.
Yeah.
Is that him squinting at off the right side of the stage for to see if he recognizes the four people there?
I mean, the beard, the hair to the side looks really good. The jacket, I mean, looks damn good.
This is Matt Goldberg. I agree with this. If Danielson was a first-time talent, it would have hit a lot harder.
100%, yeah.
100%. If this was somebody we have not seen before in the line, I think it would have...
With super impressive entrance gear.
Right, right.
Like, come out firing for that, you know.
Going like last week, we said that we thought this was going to be the announcement of the Jazz Wares Vault opening, and it's like, nope, just kidding. It's a Daniel Bryan figure that you've seen before. We're just putting a different sticker on it, and it's what's that saying? Same something, different coat of paint. I forget, but
fresh coat of paint.
Yeah.
That was San Diego Comic Con, I believe, that we heard about the vault. We still have not had anything. Still haven't made it live, I guess. So I'm not sure why they had to talk about it so early ahead of time. Should have been like, hey, the vault, like we've said every week, we say the same damn thing. If the vault is going to open up at this day, there's going to be a figure live. Vault was slated for early March.
What
really now, the, now when it comes out, no one's going to care.
Yep.
Right.
The Adam Copeland figure, how he's got like a side smirk. You think that's going to look good on the figure? You think sometimes like when they do like something so unique, it looks weird.
No, I think it'll look good.
By the time it gets the paint.
I think it'll look good. I mean, you can do stuff like, I think with the mouth closed, it's easier to, I'm not going to say something sexual. Tom's going to record it and turn it around. But is this a live pod? Love it. Yeah, it's a live pod, man. Where you been, bro?
We're live, pal.
That's Alex Del Barrio.
But Del Barrio, what's up? Where is this Sting Supreme figure? Is this a Walmart?
Walmart. Figure? All the Supremes are Walmart.
Okay. Yeah. So they're not going to be any more ringside, I guess. It does come with two different shirts, comes with the jacket, three sets of hands, three heads, a Sting mask, and a bat. This is a must purchase for me. I mean, I really wish they would do more with the Supremes. I know Daryl Jones, our buddy DJ, is excited for this. Great looking figure. Are you guys getting this one?
I don't buy any AEW figures. Not because I'm a hater, just because I don't collect new guys. What about Sting? He's
not a new guy. No, I'll get that one, but I won't pay $70 or $100 like everybody else did for the CM Punk that later peg warmed for
a
month or so.
No,
this guy's everywhere. Do not pre-buy it or do not overpay for it. Find someone in the group, you'll get it.
I know Sting is not a new guy, but this is a current version of Sting. So I don't need it. I don't need it. I also don't need this current version of Ric Flair that's down here in the Lego form.
Our buddy Mitch Craig says sneak preview tomorrow for Sting. I don't know what that means. We're gonna get a sneak preview of the Supreme.
Like a
to tell us more about that, buddy.
Yeah, tell
and also was weird that we saw a picture of Unrivaled 15 Ethan Page, which is coming out summer, but Unrivaled 14 is now already in stores, right? Or is that the Penta set?
No, that's not. You're thinking on Unmatched. Unrivaled is the one that has already been seen. Like Chad Miller already has it. The Swerve, Keith Lee.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Acclaimed.
So that's the next set. Yeah. That's gonna be.
Yeah, it hit before ringside, which is I don't know what the hell went on there.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see what happens there. Okay. Yeah. 14 is the Swerve set, so that makes Walmart Con. Okay. Good call, Mitch Craig. Walmart Con tomorrow for a sneak peek of the Sting figure. So we'll see. I don't know if it'll go on pre-order there, but we'll see. I thought someone said something that Jazzwares was making a 3-pack House of Black. Anyone know about that? Yeah, that's part of the vault. That
I thought it was the Death Triangle was going to be that 3-pack that folded into itself or something. It folded into a triangle.
Now somebody's saying Death Triangle. Yeah, it's just Death Triangle 3-pack. But I did remember
still teaming up.
I remember seeing a House of Black 3-pack too. So I don't think he's crazy. So
yeah.
No, we'll see. But that's the thing when you announce something 8 months ago, when we all have the attention span of a flea, you know. No, so somebody says no House of Black 3-pack. I must have dreamed that too with you, Johnny. So some reveals for AEW weren't lighting the world on fire, but at least it's something. At least we have something to look forward to.
And at least the Supreme line's not dead.
Supreme Malachi is the only thing. Yeah. Supreme line is not dead. And Kyle Peterson last week on the show had a good point that, you know, we might rag on Jeremy Padour, but he might be the only reason this line is still going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not selling well, clearly. They've dropped from stores. They're not going to see Supremes at ringside anymore. I mean, you can buy a Chase figure off their website now in a mystery box. You know, that can't be good. So Padour is probably the one that's plugging away and telling them to not cancel this thing. So let's give them some props for that. Earlier today from Ringside Collectibles, they teased an announcement, and this was a very big announcement, unlike the AEW one. A new series, a Ringside exclusive series called From the Vault, that they're going to re-release older Elite figures and with new scans, new joints, and all that kind of stuff. This is all these are up for pre-order right now on Ringside. You can use code FIGCAVE for 10% off. We'll go around the table and get everyone's thoughts. Triple H, DX, Shawn Michaels from DX, Bubba Ray and D-Von.
Hell yeah.
The Dudley Brothers, Dudley Boys, Hardcore Kane, Undertaker with his winged outfit from the Attitude Era, John Cena with two spinner belts, Ultimate Warrior from the Hall of Champions Target exclusive line. So 8 figures in total here at $30 a pop. I think came up to $240 if somebody wanted to get all these. I'm assuming they're going to do this once a year, but we need to get clarification from John from Ringside. Start with you, Nick. Are you picking up? Did you order any of these yet? And will you, do you think? And what do you think of just re-releasing these?
All right. So I've said it in all day in different groups. I am not against the re-release, as long as they're in different packaging or packaging that says we're different. Obviously, this packaging is a throwback to the original box, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and it's going to, I believe it's just going to fit the new Defender, like the Defining Moments Defender, right? New Legends Defining Moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seems like the same kind of box as the Defining Moments.
So I'm happy about this. I think you're going to need a lot of figures that people are afraid to pull the trigger on because they are very expensive. The Dudleys are crazy expensive. That Sean and DX set is awesome. Those are the four that I would probably buy first. And maybe wait on the is that the Cena Defining Moments? Is that the more expensive one or is that the less?
That's the more expensive.
It is the first one. It's the black jersey is the sort of lower end.
That's the one that's a five below. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need the Warrior. I don't need the Cena. I have
the Warrior's great though, dude. That Warrior's really good. Do you already have that?
I have the Hall of Fame one. I think that looks very similar to that. Maybe it's the light blue title or something like that I have.
Okay.
So there's two versions of that one. That one, it came with a yellow title and a white title. It was like a running change. There's also a running change with his tights where like one version has two like of the Warrior symbols on it and one has three on it.
Yeah. Yep.
And that was a Hall of Champions Target.
But the DX and Dudleys, I think, are must haves. But they're so it's pricey. It's pricey at the moment. Cheaper than you pay on eBay for any of these things. But
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tom, I'd consider the set. I think I would consider the set to get it at that lower price and 10% off code Fig Cave.
Right. There you go. What are you getting, Tom? What,
216?
I, as somebody who had this Ultimate Warrior on his watch list on eBay, after selling my entire collection last year, I am very excited about this line, the Greatest Hits line. I'm only grabbing Warrior from this just because, again, I don't collect modern day versions of guys. Shawn Michaels, Triple H, they're too new. This Undertaker, too similar to me for the Ultimate Edition. The John Cena, I don't care about. I didn't watch that. Kane, I have the Ultimate Kane, so I don't need that one. And the Dudley Boys, I feel like, are too new, too much of a newer version of the Dudley Boys. It was like their last WWE run, not their Attitude Era run. But I love the idea of this, again, as somebody who sold their collection a year ago.
Yeah.
And then had FOMO. Right. I made a shit ton of money, and then now I have FOMO, and I can buy these for retail. It's definitely going to have me be more patient, I think, on buying stuff off of eBay or groups or whatever, you know, the older figures. I love the old school, like the tribute to the old school packaging. Very excited to see what they do. Like, I love seeing this run, but can't wait to see what they do next.
Yeah, even if the next one was like the next version of the packaging.
Oh, that'd be cool too.
Unique to each one.
That'd be very cool too. Just keep changing the packaging as like a tribute to, you know, this is 1 through 50 or whatever it was, 1 through 10.
Maybe even when they do red and it's just a better version of the red boxes that were absolute shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
First off, love all the people in the chat, guys. We do this every single week. If you are on the tier for the Patreon that you can do this, we'd love to have you guys in, but we are going to do this once a month for anybody in the Facebook group. So just a heads up. So I like the idea. I'm not going to get any of these. None of them really fit my collection. If some of them go down to a discount on Ringside, I might grab them. Maybe the Dudley Boys. I'm all for it, but I think it does devalue our collections a little bit. But don't you think it'll raise the value of guys like they can't redo, like the Mark Henrys,
LOD,
the big shows, guys like that. Those figures are going to go up because something's always going to be worth. You know what I mean? If these are easier to get, that means other figures are going to be harder to get, basically. So,
oh no, the Swoggle, it just is going to shoot up another $100.
Yeah.
To match Shawn and Triple H.
Yeah. And like if Macho doesn't resign, his figures are going to start going up. So, I mean, I can see it. And in a little while, the three of us put together our next, like our kind of dream set for some more figures that we want to see revealed. They all look good, except for some reason, the Shawn and the Triple H heads look tiny on the bodies. Does anyone else feel that way?
Chris Matthews does.
Oh, there you go.
He says Matthews. The faces on Triple H and HBK look worse than the originals.
Are their necks too long?
I don't know what it is. I tried to look at it a couple times, but those look weird. So we'll see what the finished product looks like. Maybe these are not. But they look pretty. Yeah. I mean, they already have inbox images of them, right?
The pre-order on Ringside said May.
Okay.
So. Yeah. Facial hair is too thick is what I think this is Matt Goldberg again.
They all look good though. So I mean this opens up a whole can of worms and what did our buddy I said it to you guys and our buddy Kayvon Dudley, a new Patreon subscriber, said this in our group chat. What did he say? He said a systematic destruction of collection value, which is the most eloquent way to say they're fucking us out of money, but I mean, hey, I don't blame them. It is going to get confusing with this, and I think some people are talking about it in the chat right now between this
Goldberg,
the Legends line at Target and then the Greatest Hits line. Like, got a lot of stuff going on here. Like, let's get some clarification of what we're doing. Is the Target one just Legends figures? Because they're going to run out of those. That Legends line didn't last that long, right? I mean.
Nah.
What, 10 series,
They need to do that. Like, I mean, we have 20, we're on what, 21, 22 is probably about to hit. And that Greatest Hits, like, if you did that every 20, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That would be fine, I think.
Well, and the thing with that Legends Greatest Hits line, though, that wasn't even, like, that Honky Tonk Man wasn't even a Legends figure. Yeah, it was was the Retro Fest.
Yeah.
What was the other ones in that? Oh, Bulldog was a legend. Funk wasn't a legend either. That was just in the main Elite line.
Yep.
What was the fourth one in that set? I can't remember now.
Oh, man. What was that? Oh, I have it right here next to me. Warrior? Was it a Warrior?
It was a Warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was like the flashback set. It wasn't even a legend either.
Yeah. Yeah. So that I just like some clarification. I mean, I do like them re-releasing these, and I'm trying to think of ones that I would need that they have. I would like the ones on my list are kind of dream ones. They're not necessarily ones I would buy, but like I don't know. I don't see anything that I would have to repurchase for my collection, just other than the fact that it looks cool and I want to buy it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's no like Kurt Angle or Macho Man that I need besides that Macho King. I need that Macho King ringside. I looked that up
the other day just for the shits and gigs.
How much?
$300.
That's the only Macho Man Mattel, LJN, Hasbro, any line of figure I do not have is the only Macho Man is that Macho King, and I'm not going to pay $300. I'm definitely not paying $300 for it now, because if he resigns, they're gonna throw him in one of these lines.
That'll be one of the first ones they do.
Yeah. So,
well, I hope that you get that Shield angle that you wanted to you definitely
oh my god, yes, right? with new joints, derpy new joints. Yeah.
This is a great way though to get the Dudleys right out there, right? Like,
yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
We just signed these guys. Here you go. Or you know, we re-signed these guys. Here you go. Here's something. I would not be surprised to see Pillman kind of in the same way, whether they do the Bangle shorts type Pillman or a Punk the Loose Cannon Pillman that was in that Legends set.
Am I wrong? We should have kept this at six though, because I feel like if they're doing eight at a time, man, that's a lot. That's a big ticket to buy the set. You know,
that's what makes me think they're going to do once a year.
Yeah,
twice a year.
No, I think once a year. I think once.
Matt Goldberg's mentioned a couple times about the S. You know, some of the higher ones like the Defining Moments, Brett, which isn't that it's close to the Ultimate now, right?
The last target.
Yeah, but SES, Straight Edge Society Punk, which is I said in the group chat earlier, like that's going to carry Wave 2. But again, who knows how far it'll be between Wave 1 and 2.
Should we get into our dream picks for series two of this?
Let's do it.
Sure.
Okay.
Who's going first?
Tom, you can go first.
All right, let me pull up.
You're compiling all the pictures. You can go first.
That's right. So mine aren't in any particular order, but I will share them here. Share my screen.
It's Redbox Lita, Canadian Trish Stratus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Pink Hat Trish Stratus.
Viscera.
Trying to think of what the best way to share this is.
Daddy Love.
Let me do this here. Sorry, guys. Apollo
Crews Chase.
Guys, Apollo be sure Crews. To follow us on Instagram at the Fig Cave. And
all right, so my first one would be this Bret the Hitman Hart, the King of the Ring, ringside exclusive Bret the Hitman Hart.
That is one of like three of that box style that I do not have.
I do love that box style.
I love that's my favorite box style.
Yep,
I love a box like that.
I think Charlotte was the first one I bought, like the infamous Sears ringside
half
off thing. That I got Charlotte for $7. I was like, dude, I love this box.
Love this box.
The next one, somebody actually just mentioned in the chat here. The next one I would want is sorry guys.
That's okay, man.
Would be this one here. Somebody just mentioned this in the chat. In Your House.
Oh, man.
D-Generation X.
Yeah.
Because I was there. It was at the Springfield Civic Center in Springfield, Massachusetts, 1997.
Were you sitting with Smart Mark Sterling?
I was not. I don't think I was anyway. I don't. But, yep, those are my first two. And then let me close these bitches out here.
Great looking figure. I love that figure. I'm surprised they never redid that.
You know? This is another super expensive one for whatever reason. Because that pay-per-view, I feel like, doesn't get a ton of love. Like you never see like the bootleggers making those like shirts for those.
Did he wrestle Mankind?
Shawn. I don't remember. I know Trip.
Yeah, we're here to announce the next Mattel Creations is the DX logo. From that pay-per-view.
DX In Your House 1997. This is actually the first thing I went back and watched. on the network when it debuted too. The main event, Shawn Michaels and Ken Shamrock.
Oh,
for the championship. Stone Cold and The Rock versus for the Intercontinental title. And I remember we were all like, me and my buddies were like so blown away because The Rock got thrown onto Steve Austin's like pickup truck. It was like the first time they started using vehicles with him and stuff. So, but solid pay-per-view.
Yeah, we would have never had the wrecking line without it. Is that the truck they gave away?
It might have been, actually. Yeah, yeah.
Right? The Chevy Z71 with the Stone Cold. Yeah, I tried to win it for my brother because I wasn't 18 yet.
Number three on my list would be this Lord Steven Regal.
WCW.
You could still find it at most Walgreens in Connecticut. So.
Yeah.
Well, if you see it, let me know. Grab it for me. I'll buy that.
Dude, I had an extra one forever. Damn. Sorry, man.
I got rid of it, and then instant regret, instant FOMO. That's what happened.
That is such a good figure. Like, I hated him then. He was
so pompous.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, one of the best. One of the best. All right, next up, I got another one I regret selling, the American-made Hogan ringside exclusive.
I remember I was bought this out. I just could not pull the trigger on a loose figure. You were like, dude, come on, you want that? Like, no, I can't buy a loose figure.
Yeah.
Who am I?
He's got a little bit of a derpy face. But
his eyes are piercing.
It's all different batches of cocaine that Hogan was on for all these years. Yeah. That's what it is. That's why his eyes are different every single time.
Listen,
but not correct.
Next one I got. This is another Hall of Champions Target exclusive.
That's the Hogan we need. That's the one we need LaPuma to make is Hulk and Vince in a hotel room writing the script into Holds Barred. That's what I want. I want that diorama.
Yeah, it's good, dude. It's good, brother.
Keep typing, brother. Keep typing.
Michael in the chat says he has one of those real American Hogans available for sale. How much, man? How much?
Minty?
Next up, this Ron Simmons Hall of Champions.
Damn.
For two reasons. That tooth gap, they nailed that tooth gap.
Yeah, straight hand style.
Which went away somehow with his Farouk figures, right? I don't think he has that in his Farouk figures.
I can actually tell you because I have one right behind me. And then
the WCW title. Like I don't think we've gotten this WCW title since this figure.
Yeah, I don't know why I never bought this. I had it in my hand one day and just left it.
This
there.
Is right before I started grabbing elites, I think.
This is right when
he's real skinny, though. That's a thin figure, huh?
That is, yeah. Yeah.
It's just so good though.
He was a thick dude, man.
That's like one of my first Michael, I'll be in touch. We'll talk. One of my first like memories of WCW is that him winning the title from Vader.
Yeah, because Bill Watts didn't want to be racist.
So yeah, exactly.
He reached in that paperback.
I like black people. See?
Next up, the Flash Rey Mysterio. Oh, I'm not a huge Rey Mysterio guy, but I love how much Rey Mysterio, another ringside exclusive. I didn't even do this one on purpose. But I love
like this new appreciation for Rey the last couple of years. I'm like, I do love Rey Mysterio.
Yeah.
I don't know what I never did before, though.
Nah, I'm not a huge Rey guy, but I feel like I do need a Rey fig in my collection. So, and then
we're both dads. We get it.
Yeah, my kid's gonna would freak out if we get to meet Mysterio at WrestleMania weekend.
True it. You paying attention?
Yeah.
All right. Then I got two left here. I'm gonna go with this one next. We talked about this, I think, with La Puma a while back. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat defining moments.
God, this is just... I need to buy that one.
I got it signed right here.
Oh
shit!
In the Detolf, man.
That's a great.
Except in Sharpie.
Ew.
You and him were talking about it. That's what it's from.
Yeah.
But yeah, this defining moments, man. Just toyetic AF. But and then my last one is this is in no particular order either, by the way, guys. A lot of you guys are probably gonna laugh at this one.
Red Rooster. Oh my god.
Red Rooster. Oh, yeah. It's so obscure, man.
I had this and sold it, and I don't regret it at all. It's such a fucking shit character.
I love the wrestle crap figures, man. Like Red Rooster, the Goon, Gobbledygooker. Like they're just so obnoxious.
I think I didn't like it because the fucking background is so plain and white. It just feels such I don't know. Like, the figure isn't bad, but, like, it could have done something at that background.
It doesn't pop, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you. You're right. I get what you're saying, especially as, like, a guy collecting more MOC
figs these
days with the trying to get them signed. But a bunch of guys putting stuff in the chat. Martel would have been great. An updated Goldust. We tried to keep it to guys who are still under contract, or that we know are under contract. So otherwise, I would have had, like, Legion of Doom in there, Demolition. I tried to follow the rules.
Yes.
So
good rule follow you are.
All right. What do you guys got?
All right. Who wants to go next? Email? I'll go.
I got you. Are we going in order, or you just want me to throw them up on the screen?
No, just throw them up on the screen and I'll talk about them.
All right. First one. Here we go. Boom. I'm very slow with this here. Boom. Timely. Very timely.
Got to do an old school Cody. You got Cody. This is series 13. This is the chase with, like, a little hoodie, had the face mask, Rip Hamilton face mask, had the Kip Sabian bag over his head. I wasn't watching wrestling at this time, but I think just a black haired Cody would be cool. And this one's kind of the most toyetic
value on that now?
I don't know. Probably pretty high.
Probably higher than me in WrestleMania.
Yeah.
All right. Next one.
higher than you at WrestleMania?
Yeah. Next one.
Make sure you kill me for this one.
You fucking steal it.
No. Okay.
Sorry. You said that as I was clicking the button, so I couldn't.
This is just my favorite. My favorite Rey Mysterio for some reason. I think the color. No.
See, this is Rey Mysterio I didn't like. This is one.
Okay. Well, this is Rey Mysterio series 18. The green pops. I like the kind of Polly Pocket type of shirt. Fit over the top, you know.
This is back when you were cutting the sides off your shirts, right? Just walking around like this.
Yeah. Right. Of course, you know.
It's a Shawn Michaels living the dream. All right, next one. We'll steal. You stole two from Nick.
Oh, did I really already?
Yeah.
Oh, just total.
There's one.
Yes. William Regal, Series 8. William Regal with this robe. This is when he kind of showed up in WWF later days of WWF run. Still was ultimate tactician in the ring. Great dude. He's not signed, but I mean, obviously works for WWE now, so it'd be an easy fucking transition.
Yeah. This counts.
Yeah. Okay.
That counts.
You know, what's funny is I did kind of half mention that when they were talking about the greatest hits line at WrestleMania. Or was I just saying that because Regal was re-signed? And I got kind of a weird hesitation from Mattel, like, because maybe he's not really under a Legends contract. He just, because he's a backstage person. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is weird. Why? I mean, how are some guys like Shane Helms?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But, who did I want the other day that you guys said I couldn't get because he worked? Oh, Road Dogg.
Road Dogg.
I guess Road Dogg is because they're making figures of him.
Yeah. It's, Nick must be right. Like, it must be some kind of contract that they signed where.
Like, how did Fit never get any other figures?
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of Fit.
You dick.
I know this was a hard figure for you to find. This was a recently found. This is Series 4. And he works for WWE still, so why can't we get a Fit Finley? Yeah. He loves to fight. put Fit Finley on there, not just Finley.
Yeah, I would love a Finley figure.
Get the Shillelagh.
He would go. Can we get a Dave Finley figure from WCW?
I want Belfast Bruiser, dude. Back when he had like the red mullet and full mustache.
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Fighting Regal in the parking lot.
Yeah.
All right. Next one for Phil.
Was Regal ever under 20 years old or under 30 years old? Like,
never. This was one of my first elites.
Oh, this is the Bray debut Elite Series 28. And this figure's timely.
Right here. This figure's right here. Yeah.
Donate that. Donate the proceeds to his family or something like that. Make that the first Bray to bring back. I think you could probably do it a little bit better. The face on this is, it's not bad. The arm's a little skinny, I feel like.
Yeah. You know, give me a 5 Bray box set. 5, like, Wyndham.
Oh, God.
Dude.
Give me a whole reveal at WrestleMania of the Wyndham series or something.
Do a whole Mattel Creations or, you know, pay for it now. a 5-pack of all different iterations of Bray.
Is it the same person on the Facebook group that's loving all my picks? Somebody said Regal would be great. Finley would be great.
Matt Goldberg.
Love that, Bray. Matt, oh, Matt, you're thinking just like me, dude.
Yeah, and he says, oh, my God, a Bray box set would be amazing. He gets it. See? He gets it.
Love that. Phil's the best. Someone say Phil's the best in the chat, please. All right, I got a couple more here.
Phil's top three hosts of Fit Cave.
All this love that Matt Goldberg's given us, he should join the Patreon. Just saying.
Yeah.
Next up.
Yeah.
Give me a Shad. Put all the money toward his family. Phil's the worst. What? That must be Mike Lanham. Is that Mike Lanham? Shad Series 6. I mean, you could do JTG too if you wanted because they were a tag team, obviously. But Shad obviously passed away a couple years ago. Give him a redo on this figure. Give the money to his family or whatever charity they've set up for him, and be you know, I'd buy fucking 10 of those.
I'd buy that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Great fig.
How many? I don't know how many that was, but I know
I have 2 left. Looks like.
All right. Oh yeah. One of one. We've talked about this guy already.
Yeah. This is a cool. I don't remember when he had this chained up Kane look, but Kane with unmasked Kane with like a blanket over his head, sheet over his head or something, and like padlocks all over his arms and legs.
Yeah, this was during my dark period. I don't remember this iteration of Kane, but
so the face. I mean, look at that face. You think they can't do the Adam Copeland smirk? Look at that, like that face is very like expressive.
Yeah. Is this pre like feud with Cena? Like we're both kind of veterans and don't have anything else to do.
I have no idea.
I was
where
I was.
This is series 4, so this is like 2010-ish, 2011 early. Maybe at the latest.
Early.
One thing to note that I don't think we're gonna get with these new re-releases. Look behind Kane; it comes with a stand.
Oh,
comes with the WWE scratch logo on it.
Oh yeah, they can't do that anymore. Ringside sells some bad boys,
right?
Dude,
right.
I traded a bunch of retros to somebody over the weekend, and the random mix of retros I sold him, only AJ comes with the stand, and he was like a mid wave, like he's like wave 4.
Yeah,
and randomly comes with a stand, but nobody else.
The Flair has a stand. I have it.
Oh god,
yeah,
somewhere, yeah.
Just a random thing to add in and take out between waves.
Yep. Chris Matthews is on the same page as you. He says,
"Man, hands Phil's, down, Phil's right. list wow. pretty great, huh?
Favorite King.
Good job, Phil.
You're great. Man, what the fuck? Nobody liked my picks. Jesus, bunch of marks for
this
Phil.
This is just the definitive for me. CM Punk Elite.
You'd rather have this than the SES?
No, but I think they're gonna do both. I just think this one is probably more of when I picture a CM Punk figure. It's this one with the Chicago trunk, Chicago kick pads. White t-shirt.
This is what I would want. I would buy this. I didn't follow SE like when he was doing the Straight Edge Society stuff. I wasn't watching. But when he was wearing like this kind of stuff, this is what this is part of what got me back into watching. So I would definitely buy this if they updated it.
Nice. Hopefully I didn't steal a lot of yours, Nick. I'm sorry.
I think 62. And I have them. Okay. I just want other people to have them as well.
Okay.
Because they were 2 higher ticket items.
All right, let me pull up Nikki's folder here. We can skip Finley and William Regal for you.
Yep.
I mean, unless you want to talk about them some more.
No, we have both. I mean, I have both of them. They were higher ticket items, and I want other people to have them. It's really that simple. Like, as long as they're not the originals, they have different, you know, I want you guys to have other packaging so you know that mine's better.
Pretty impressive that the three of us didn't pick a ton of overlap, so.
No, just Regal. Regal. Yeah, of all people, Regal's the only overall.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
I think you guys like him more now because of me. You're welcome.
I've always
been such a simple figure. I think Miz has great figures.
Miz does have great figures.
Yeah.
This is a good one. The Miz series was at 53 on there. Phantom of the Miz.
Yep.
Solid figure. I you're saying the thing about forget what figure you said is all over Walgreens.
Regal.
This one I feel like is all over was all over Walgreens. Here, put Michael Cole in the set. Says
Facebook user.
Matt Goldberg again. This must have been in the works for a while because when I saw John at the Major Pod toy drive. I was like, so if we're doing greatest hits, are we gonna get some great, are we gonna be able to re-release some of your guys' stuff? And he's like, he just kind of smirked.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, like Straight Edge Society Punk, especially because this was what, a week after he was back. So I don't know.
Look at you getting the inside scoop, like a journalist.
Just carry on conversations and
yeah.
But I didn't think he was gonna get a whole like, you know, eight figure set, but I'm excited to see these back. But I am surprised they didn't shotgun a hot shot a punk in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. That's true.
They'd have to do a bigger reveal than that, just on the, you know, they have to do something. Oh my god, don't
people
do this.
Need this figure, dude. No, people no. need this figure.
I just rebought this figure. This figure is so good.
What did you say?
What I J&J gave me a
deal
on him and Heenan.
You got that brother price, that's right.
Yeah, good brother price. So I can't disclose. But no, this figure, every time I look at it, I'm like, they nailed his scan. Like, he just looks perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, all right, next one for – that was Gorilla Monsoon.
Gorilla Monsoon, by the way.
Yeah, for you. Yeah. Just
some people listening.
Boom, they could easily do these guys again.
They're under contract. Man.
Gallows and Anderson from Series 56.
So what they did at Walgreens is they would get the case, like, read, like, and break it and send, you know, one or two to each store.
Yeah,
but I figured out, like, later on in my collecting, I was like, oh wait, I found Carl Anderson here. So I one Friday I drove to every Walgreens within like 30 minutes of this first store, and the last one I found Gallows.
These are
great. I had these signed in Sharpie.
I didn't know.
It was my first Wrestling Universe. I went. They were super funny, but yeah, I'm an idiot. I got them signed in Sharpie.
Guys, before you make the same mistake Nick did, make sure you listen to our Patreon bonus episode of autographs and getting.
That's what I found on the clearance rack this week.
Oh shit!
Just some oil extras, based? just medium oil based. Oh, just some extras. Nice. $7 for that's it. I'll take it.
That's sick. Nice. Another one for Nick here. We talked about this one a little bit.
Good call.
Series. I can't see the series number on the picture.
They don't. This one, 47.
Brian Pillman.
Yeah. Hot shot it right back in the line with him re-signing. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that Stunning Steve not too far long ago, you know?
Yeah. Yep. Or gave me a Hollywood Blondes version, like, which is a slight tweak to that.
The Hollywood Blonde or the Austin, I just rebought that. I thought that was going to be a lot more expensive than it was. I think I paid $20 shipped with the belt. So
yeah, people just don't know the Hollywood Blondes or even really the Stunning Steve Austins. Like, the people just know Stone Cold. That I think that kind of hurt. Like those two elite mainline elites didn't do well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 100%. Which was surprising.
Yeah. All right, last one for Nikki is this Hall of Fame Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yeah. I loved this Hall of Fame line. What?
I know. So good.
If you're not going to do black tights, like, that's such a perfect Steve Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Perfect. Good sets, boys. Good sets. Oh, yeah. Good sets. We got more news to talk about.
We do. That was fun to
Let's scroll up. Anybody? Was there any that people mentioned there?
Legends Pillman. Michael Cole. I'm scrolling through here.
Everybody was just saying how good my list was. Punk. Yeah,
Phil's LOD, Goldust, Martel.
Yeah, man, I agree. I can't believe Gallows and Anderson have not snuck back in the line. I mean, but also their exposure on TV,
very minimal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
All right, we talked about AEW reveals, Mattel Creations reveals. Are coming March 21st. What is this Hulk Hogan?
Oh, we'll get to that, but the Mattel Creations revealed
March 21st and 22nd. They're going to have some reveals for WWE. I think they're doing a bunch of different brands that week. But I don't know what this Hogan is. This is
So also going back to that Mattel Creations revealed. They said it's going to be new blood, according, like, somebody we haven't seen in the line.
Debuts.
Oh, Sean O'Hare, Mark Jindrak, Reno, Chuck Palumbo, above average Mike Sanders.
Hey, I would love a Billy Shepard. Just saying, they look so good to me. So this Hogan that you guys see in the picture, if you're watching live, we talked about the Cody bruised shoulder, Elite being in WWE 2K24.
Yeah.
This Hogan, Legends 22 Hogan is also in there.
What are they? Why are they doing this so much?
I don't know. I like the idea of it, but I don't love, like, I'm not going to play a game as an action figure.
Especially this. I couldn't even tell. I didn't even know this was Hogan at for a second. It took me a minute, you know?
It's, and New it's Japan Hogan.
Yeah.
So circling back real
pre-racist,
quick.
Pre-racist Hogan.
Rich, Mitch Craig said, give me a W, WrestleMania 25 HBK DM. That should be redone.
Is that the all white? Is that the all
yeah,
white?
Yeah, that's him wearing the all white. The
Jesus yep. fish.
And then Mitch Craig also said headbangers for this revealed thing. So did Matt Goldberg. It's We're just going to start calling Matt yeah. Matt Goldberg Facebook user.
Facebook user.
Yeah. Maybe Bull Nakano.
Oh, man. This should be in the Legends line.
I want to see Matt Goldberg change his Instagram handle. I want that under his Instagram handle.
Facebook user.
All right. Next, we talked about the AEW stuff.
He said something about Bull Nakano. That would be awesome if they got ahead of it on the Hall of Famers. But it just being announced.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that we just got the Steiners recently, I think it takes just too long.
Yeah.
To get that.
That'll be a toyetic figure, though.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Muda. Give me a Muda figure.
Oh, Jesus Christ, please.
Yeah, how do we not have that yet?
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't sign any merch rights. That's what's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Scrolling through more news here, guys. Some updates from our friends over at Figure Collections.
Mm-hmm.
There's a toy show. I forget the name of it because I'm an idiot. Over in England, in the UK, and Jack sent over these Jeff Jarrett bone-crushing wrestlers and the Sinister Minister prototypes. So this is a little preview of what you guys are getting. Soon, Jarrett, I'll tell you this much, being on the inside here, they put the wrong legs on Jarrett to start. That's why part of the reason why it's taking so long. They put Adam Bomb legs on Jeff Jarrett. And if you know anything about wrestling, you know that's not going to work. So hopefully they'll retool that and we'll get it a new prototype out soon. It's for the one on the left with like the Aztec print and the ponytail. But then he also posted that Macho Man is coming along, another prototype. They were having a hard time with the size of the Macho Man picture on the right side. So now we're good to go. So now it's just finishing up that face and should be sooner than later. Jack, myself, and a bunch of other people that work for him, I say a bunch, it's like two others, are going to be at Squared Circle Expo in Indianapolis at the end of the month. And he's hoping to have these in hand as well. Ooh, Ultimo Dragons.
Nice.
Coming along. And Sonny Onos. Those are in a two-pack. Available now at shop.figurecollections.com for pre-order. You can use the code FIGCAVE to save 10%. He's got some other prototypes that he's shown me as well, but wants to save them for a Squared Circle. So maybe I'll do like a live thing in the Facebook group from or the Patreon from Squared Circle Expo.
Oh, please do. I would love to feel like I'm there. It's going to be an awesome event. They have a great lineup.
I'm a little like... not blown away, but like a little overwhelmed that I'm going to be there 1 week and then WrestleCon like literally the next week. It's a little overwhelming at this
point.
Making
moves, dude. Making moves.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a good time.
Stickers to hand out. That's for
sure.
That's
right. Epic Toys was over in the UK at the same toy shows. Yes. These look so fucking good. I saw this Bobby Heenan and I got so excited. I don't even have any retros left, but I'm such a Bobby Heenan mark that I would probably buy this. These got dissected pretty hard on another figure podcast, but like first look, I don't see anything wrong with any of the three of these.
Now that I'm staring at this and what was commented, when I saw this last week or whenever the images first appeared, I was like, something looks weird about Heenan. Something looks weird.
The face is a little baby doll.
It's the fact that you're used to seeing him with one button. That's my only critique.
Yeah,
but I think it looks awesome. I think all three of these look awesome. Besides, DDP has never been that jacked.
Let him have his moment.
Fair enough.
This dude is ripped.
Those look
Matt,
great.
If you're going to be there, there's tickets still available. I'll meet up with you. Remco Powertown figures go on sale Friday, $24.99 for a single card.
March 8th. Yes,
that's Friday. Yeah, $48.99 for the double
carry
card.
One, yeah, it is Friday. Yep.
Well, just people don't know when we're recording this. You can't just say Friday. Well, listen to this 2 years from now.
They put these pictures out with like all their accessories and stuff. I love that they all come with belts.
Yeah, that's great. These are I think that's really good.
It's like that was one of the cool, such a cool thing about Galoobs back in the day.
Yep.
It was the same belt, but it was still awesome.
Yeah, I like that these are different. I like Tully's robe. The Tully and Magnum two-pack might be calling my name. We'll see. Tommy says, just put some white tape around the ribs on that DDP.
Oh, it's true.
Yep.
That feud with Raven.
Yep. Our friend, two groups of friends, Wrestling Collector Shop and Big Rubber Guys from the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast. They're doing a Wrestling Collector Shop exclusive. The British Bulldogs, Dynamite Kid, and Davey Boy Smith. If you guys want to pre-order these, you can still use Run 10 over at Wrestling Collector Shop.
Yeah.
From my old podcast, it still works. I just confirmed with Troy the other day. So you can grab these. These are the WrestleMania 2 tights. They've got the little bulldog on the back. No Matilda with these, though.
This give me a little bit of FOMO.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this is a different set. That's kind of cool. Are they – but are they going to be a two-pack? Because they're selling them individually. That's what I don't –
Oh, yeah, good question.
Oh, good question.
Maybe we can clarify that. We can talk to maybe we can ask Troy.
Yeah.
What are the original outlets? They had like the Great Britain flag on the tights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
White tights, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you have it here in the notes, but the guys from the Major Pod, Major Bendies, are doing a WrestleCon exclusive Macho Man Big Rubber Guy 500 only. At WrestleCon. Ooh. I will be the where I run first on Friday morning.
Might hand you my wallet to run over there first.
You think I can run faster than you? Come on.
Knick's a friend of the show.
Let's do it. Are we gonna do that one night? We'll have a Fig Cave Olympics.
Oh man. After cheesesteak eating contest and then like a flip cup and then like a beer pong shot and then a cheesecake.
There is going to be a zombie WrestleCon exclusive as well. We'll have to keep an eye out for that. He hasn't announced what it is yet. Just announced that he's going to be there today. So we'll have to keep our eyes out for that. And then, sorry to end on a sour note here, guys. What?
It's not a sour note. This looks good, too.
I was going to say Nash Gentile wanted to show us the custom that he made.
No, this doesn't look that bad. Come on. This does not look that bad. This is Mercy, Dan Spivey, Grapplers and Gimmicks figure. It doesn't look bad.
This literally looks like something I made with my like model toy paints when I was 10 or 11 years or 32 years old. Like, I don't know. I feel
the face
like
is very, very generic, very Ken doll.
Hasto, like some of his stuff is like up here, Grapplers and Gimmicks, whatever you want to refer to him as. I feel like some of it is up here. Notice I'm like in the middle. If you're watching,
I'm not way up here.
I'm right in the middle. And then sometimes it's just like, man, this looks like somebody 3D printed this in their basement. Like, I feel like the consistency is a little off. Is that fair?
No, it's making your character on Nintendo 64. You're like, you know what? You know who I'm going to make tonight? And be like, I'm going to make
Dan Spivey. Said yeah, no one
but
ever.
I don't have any good pictures of him, so that's probably what Dan Spivey looked like.
Like I hate to bury somebody because I get annoyed when other people bury other other companies and stuff like that, but it's just I don't know, there's just something about these grapplers and gimmicks that I just cannot get behind.
Yeah, they're definitely a step down from some of the other retros we're seeing from people. Even that Epic company is doing some definitely getting better and better as they make stuff, you know.
Yeah.
They made I think the tag teams really helped for Epic, like the Headbangers, Powers of Pain, Demolition, like they're also.
Let me correct you right there. Sorry. As a guy on the payroll, Headbangers are 100% figure collections.
Yeah.
But it's a sit. Okay.
Not Epic Toys.
It's not. Okay.
No, Jack is. He's doing Wrestle Something Wrestlers, WSW. And then Epic Toy is doing their. They got the mega, whatever they call it, Mega Superstars. Where it looks like this Grapplers and Gimmicks logo that Hasto borrowed. that's Epic. So it is different. It is different.
Got it. Okay.
But
well, all three tag teams are just so like toyetic. Like they're the accessories that you could add to it. Like there's so many cool articulation points you can really kind of hone in on
mm-hmm.
that I think that's a huge step up. Like, you can only make a Hawaiian shirt, so cool.
Unless you're Danhausen.
Yeah. It's, hey, Prince right. money, dude.
You told me I'm not buying it now, I guess.
Oh, I didn't. I don't want to take no, money out
I
of
wasn't,
your
I wasn't
pocket.
Gonna buy, I wasn't going to buy it anyway.
Yeah. I know. All right. That's it for news, as far as I know. You guys okay. got anything else?
No. How are we looking over at patreon.com/midgame?
Oh, shit. Sorry.
What?
That was our intro music. Should have stopped. Patreon.com/figcave. It's the place to be, guys. Nick is firing off recipes every Friday.
Yeah, I don't know who looks at them, but it's just fun to fucking put them out there. But no, I do guys, remember. Sorry.
We know you're looking at them because I see the numbers.
Yeah.
And it is. It's going pretty well.
If so, anybody has something they swear I should try, mind you, I don't eat vegetables personally. I'll just make it for fun. Like, I'll shoot some pictures and we'll reshare it out there. So hit me up if you guys got something I need to do.
Phil's first what's up?
Who commented that? If you buy this, Spivey will personally come to your city and murder anyone of your choosing.
That was Mike Lanham.
Well, no, that was. Nice. Oh, I was going to lie which Lanham brother it was. That's a funny one.
I'm going to buy three of those Spiveys then.
No, this is Mike Lanham who doesn't know how to click the link, but Alex Lanham does know how to click the link so we can see his name.
Yeah.
What's up is from Greg Grandelli.
Come on, guys.
They were doing like, has there been a Lanham Olympics to see like who the best athlete
is? I'm sure they
is?
Have. Every morning when they had breakfast served and there was 15 kids running to the table. Hey, guys, we're going to do this once a month in the Facebook group. You got to click the link and get your name on there, please. Come on.
Yes.
I want to know who's talking.
I don't feel that bad, dude, because how many times do you go into like Major Pot will have like the beer, like the drinking one, and 45 people are Facebook user. So
yeah, I know.
It's all good. So we're just happy that people
are
watching.
They're hanging out and watching, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Phil's first episode of You've Never Seen That, where he dives into movies that popular movies that people have never seen.
Yes.
He brought in his friend Casey for episode number one, and they watched Forrest Gump. So you get Casey's first reaction to Forrest Gump. We've got another episode of Ins and Outs of Philly with Greg Grandelli, who is a Fig Cave member. We talk about cheesesteaks, breweries, bars, toy stores, restaurants, where we need to go. Our interview with Kyle Peterson is obviously up there. You guys can join. We have the White Meat Babyface membership. That gets you. That's our bare bones membership. It gets you into the Fig Cave Facebook group, so you can watch these videos once a month, but it also gets you access to, you know, everything that we're doing in that Facebook group. Then we got the mid-card tier. That is where you get a lot of the bonus content, or most of the bonus content, all the stuff we just mentioned. Me and Phil rewatching Game of Thrones. What else are we doing? Mike LaPuma's watch alongs,
all kinds of stuff.
Brackets, Mike LaPuma's Fig Cave tours. And then main eventer, that is the king of all of our tiers, the tribal chief of our tiers, if you will. That's going to get you some Fig Cave stickers, which I need to send out. I've been slacking. I'm sorry. Access to watch us record like where you're doing right now every single week. You also get the opportunity to guest host a podcast episode with us one time, which we'll start lining up shortly. And then you do get a free gift after 6 consecutive months of being a $10 tier. So I'm going to get that lined up too. And all of these tiers get you 15% off at jajfigures.com. They also get you, depending on what tier you join, get you entries into our monthly Patreon giveaway, which we do have to figure out what we're giving away this month. But we'll take care of that shortly.
I'll send out the hook. I literally forgot that we did the drawing, so I will send out a hook.
That's right. I haven't gotten him his JJFigures discount code either. So, no, we are not doing a watch-along for Goonies. Sorry, Peter Jones. If you guys want to watch Goonies, you can, but I am not going to take. I'm not going to take part. So
that's the way to do it, man. I think now you know what, because you won't be able to pay attention. I think to do a watch along, you have to kind of seen it before.
I agree. I agree with you there.
Because there'll be a whole bunch of, hey Tom, did you hear that part? I know we were chatting. Did you hear that part?
Yeah, you have to watch it first, then watch it a second time for the watch along. Godfather watched along. Oh my god, that had to be Mike Lanham saying that.
I never saw Godfather either. No, that was Mike. That was Matt Goldberg saying Godfather watched along.
That's a long watch.
That's a long. I'll be in and out of that one, bro.
No Holds Barred. I think that's Mike Lanham.
Yeah.
Yeah. So join if you guys are watching this and you're not. Some of you guys got grandfathered into the Facebook group. Patreon.com/FigCave. Again, three different tiers, all different price levels. Jump in.
We got a couple newbies, right? Signed up this month.
Matt Goldberg, what's your favorite wrestling movie? I feel like, you know, he's naming other movies. What's your favorite wrestling movie, though?
Yeah.
Oh, we did. I'm sorry. We did. We got Ribzer is a new Ribzer. Patreon this week. He, I believe, is the only new one.
That's not his real name.
That's not his real name.
Didn't our boy Kayvon Dudley sign up too?
That was last week. Okay. He already got his shout.
The wrestler's his favorite.
He gets a shout. He gets two shout outs this week. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. And you support basically all it comes down to it. You support what we do. The money that we get from you guys from the Patreons goes back into giveaways and buying stuff for the show, stickers and things like that. It's not coming out into our pockets for sure. We're not making any money. We just do this because we love it. So. Yeah.
Well, and those Ring of Honor shows. We go to a bunch of Ring of Honor shows. Yeah.
Should we get into weekly purchases?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Do it.
Here comes Hit the it. Money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
I miss Shane McMahon. I really do miss Shane McMahon.
He misses his quads.
Yeah, he is not looking good. Last time we saw him, he was not looking. That was last WrestleMania, right?
Yeah.
Have we not seen him since then?
I've not seen him since then.
Seen him on the sideline. His kids getting fucking 1A football scholarships. That's about it.
Yep.
Both of his kids. Yeah. Good for them.
Not that they need the money.
All right, Nick, you get to go first since you were last on the.
Okay. It's downstairs. I bought a Pat McAfee Elite, the WrestleMania Elite. I picked it up today just because. He's going to be recording his pod at the WWE World all week, so I thought it'd be a good lead to have on hand. But I think I'm just going to take the flat box and just have it in my bag.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
I'm going to do that for a handful of elites, like people that I might meet.
Yeah.
So just have it.
We haven't talked about that. The World, they haven't really announced any more details. I want to see a full map. I want to see. A list of a schedule of something. Let's get some details here.
All we have now is that Cody is going to be a VIP on Thursday, Seth on Friday, and Charlotte on Sunday.
Okay. My Charlotte Ultimate shipped from Wrestling Collector Shop this week. Then the release. So I have to throw that in my backpack. I was actually thinking about. Let me ask you guys your opinion on this, real quick. I have this from last year. This WrestleMania Goes Hollywood football helmet. Uh-huh. I plan on grabbing
you can't
the one.
Wear that. No, I wouldn't wear it.
That'll hurt.
No, but I should totally bring this, right? And have like a Sharpie with me for guys that were at WrestleMania last year that are going to be at the World and have them sign this.
That you don't have figures of?
Yeah, like or just something easy to carry
around. Yeah, rather than carry 20 figures that he may use. Yeah, I get that.
Especially for like, because I don't really give a shit about the current guys. Figures.
I would say grab a program.
Program. Yep. Yep. Yeah. I like where your head's at. Way from better idea.
Year. Also, your 39's program. 4.
Bob. You want to go next, Phil?
Is that it, Nick?
No.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say. So one thing.
As I move stuff around, anybody's a beer collector and just wants an empty can from the Major Pot IPA,
just
hit me up. You pay shipping. I had saved it for one guy who's like, oh no, I got one, so whatever.
I got two full cans I need to sell.
All right, so these were my pickups this week. Some trades because I did so terribly with my AEW mystery boxes. I traded for the Thunder Rosa Chase.
Nice.
That cost me a Dean Ambrose, the SummerSlam Elite that I bought at Ollie's for $9.
Wow.
And Redbox Lita.
Wow. Okay.
It just hit the guys. It was the genre that the guy was looking for. And then for a handful of retros, the Brody King.
You can get a lot of those signed the WrestleCon weekend.
Yeah, so I'm pumped to have both of these.
Nice.
Now I have all the unmatched chases except for Sean Spears, who the price shot up because he's back in NXT.
Mr. Spears. That figure is really nice. That Sean Spears.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I like what they're doing with him on NXT.
He kept his name.
Yeah. Well, that's his real name. Yeah. Wow. His government name. What was he before?
He was fun to talk to in Orlando too at the Major Pod.
Ty Dillinger.
Ty Dillinger.
Yeah. That's
a good figure too.
That's a cool name too. Yeah. Ty Dillinger.
Yeah.
Nick, real quick behind you. What is missing between the Ultimate Warrior or Ultimate, and I think it's Alexa Bliss?
The Hogan.
Oh, Hogan's okay.
Takeover, Amazon Takeover, which is on its way back from Heroes Hideout, signed for me.
Nice.
Yeah.
I wonder if our Facebook user said, "Are AEW Fan Fest done? Feel like those fell off." Sorry to change the topic.
No,
that's Matt Goldberg. Okay. Again.
That's a mistake. Yeah, I'm shocked that they didn't do one last weekend, but
yeah.
I mean, they had the Sting figure to put out there. Like they could.
Oh God, yeah. They could have put money.
You know, those couple reveals they had, they could have, you know, put those in DTOFs and spun them around for people.
Last time they did it, people were getting mad because you couldn't bring in your own figures. But wasn't that one of their fan fests? Maybe that was just like a.
No, that's their rule in general. Even when they do the meet and greets before their shows, like they'll put 4 or 6 people out there, you can't bring a figure to those.
Yeah.
Which is, you should really get what you want signed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you're paying.
100%.
Fuck it.
Especially, you know, there's still, I think, an element of grassroots with AEW. That's not a way to endear yourself to say what people can bring to get signed and not get signed.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
My opinion.
Right. You got anything else, Nick?
I'm good. No, I think that's it. I got a random Big John Stud Michael brawler that I already had just because I was trying to enter one of the Pro Wrestling Tees giveaways.
Dude, I got to get off Whatnot. We'll talk about that
you've been on one with that, huh?
I got to get off of it. I got to like uninstall it or something.
Nah,
I got this. So the only pickup of the week is the Diamond Dallas Page Legends figure. This was signed, delivered, and a defender for $60 from the Facebook group. Yeah,
nice.
And I didn't see him showing up at WrestleCon or at Squared Circle yet. I mean, they're still going to have some names show up there, but I just figured get him done and signed and out of the way. It looks good. Paint pen.
Yeah.
That was it, man. It's been pretty quiet. All my stores, we got to talk about this. The Targets and Walmarts have just been depleted. There's nothing new coming into any of these stores. I don't know if there's a huge reset coming.
If
or
anybody
what.
Gets the new Unmatched in my area, then Brody, Buddy, Punk's gone right away. I got Penta and Malachi suited sitting at every store.
Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised that Penta didn't move more because it's a good figure, but I don't know.
I found that last week, and I think I texted you guys. I'm like, this is a great figure.
Yeah.
I think he's just at the low end of wants with the rest of that lot, with that rest of that set.
So. Yeah, and he's had a ton
and
of
figures. And we just got a Malachi. Yeah. That was way too quick of a repeat.
Yeah. That's it. I'm waiting for a couple things that'll probably be next week, but Whatnot does get a little addictive. Our buddy Michael Lunk. Oh, I can't say it.
Lunkerick.
No, didn't Lunk, he say how Lunk, to tell? He told you how to pronounce.
He
it.
Did. He did. But I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm so bad with that stuff too.
But you're from Baltimore, so you know.
Baltimore. I've been waiting for all my stores now. For some reason, have a ton of Legends Hogan and Sheiky Baby on the pegs. I'm waiting for those I guess grab those, but I'll wait for them to go cheap because I don't.
That might be a good test to show that like you can't just do every single Hogan.
Yeah. Well, the last Hogan, the WCW Hogan didn't sell well either with the long pants. That was a
really?
Peg warmer in some of my stores. Yeah.
I feel like that set didn't even hit clearance.
Not here. That new Hogan I think is going to peg warm too. The one coming, the one that's in the video game. Hogan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, it looks like a porn star from the 70s.
Yeah.
But my turn?
Oh, WrestleMania sale going on at ringside. Real quick, use code FIGCAVE. It's a WrestleMania a lot of stuff on sale on here. A lot of good
prices. Still have Nyla Rose if you guys need it, right?
Still have Nyla Rose, Bret Hart, Defining Moments, $15.99.
Oh.
Three Faces of Foley, Mitch Craig put that in our Facebook group that it's down to $80. Oh, Three Faces of Foley three pack. If that wasn't so big, I would probably grab it and bring it to WrestleCon or Squared Circle Expo.
If that wasn't so big, I'd grab it.
That's Holy. What she said.
Lanserich.
Okay, I will never forget that again.
I will. Not because I'm a disrespectful asshole, just because I'm dumb. All right, so as I mentioned, way too much time on Whatnot lately. I told you guys about like the grab bag or whatever I got from Pro Wrestling Tees with way too much stuff in it. Kayfabe Toys, friend of the show, love his streams.
Oh yeah, great dude.
And he's got a ton of loose stuff, and it's stuff that like I want to add back into my collection. So I grabbed this Bret Hart loose complete though. The Survivor Series Bret Hart. Yep. I also grabbed this. $7, guys. $7. This Ultimate Warrior Legends. This is like the first round of Legends.
Damn.
Yeah, oh, wow.
$7.
He must have shipped those quick because that stream was just earlier this week or late last week, right?
Last week, yeah.
Yeah.
When I was negotiating for this Thunder Rosa, I was like, what are you looking for? He's like, oh, like, I can do loose because it's for my kid. And I sent him the link to that stream. I was like, dude, there's not a lot of people in here. He's going to sell a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And
I immediately was like, oh, I'm in. I think he purchased something like within the first like three figures I got put that he saw.
And also, I only got three things this week. I'm trying to buckle down before WrestleMania and Squared Circle. But my wife did not believe this story. But I was like just fucking around on eBay one night before bed. And something popped up, and I just put a $5 bid in, and I won it. It's a Ric Flair Unchained Fury suited figure.
I love when I do that.
I didn't realize the package was, like, half open, but 2002 on the back. I love. That's part of the reason why I love getting these is the back. Like, yeah. Nostalgia City, man. Hurricane Helms, Rob Van Dam, Tajiri, Ric Flair, Lance Storm, Booker T., they've got like that moo. They've got a Unchained Fury two packs. Ric Flair versus Vince McMahon, Booker T versus Stone Cold Steve Austin, Rob Van Dam versus Jericho. They have Unchained Fury gear, Unchained Fury ring.
Oh, Sapienza said, is that the one with the random lead? It is the one with the random random red pipe. Random
lead pipe. Doesn't every Ric Flair Jax have a lead pipe?
Let me tell you something.
I'll tell you what, if I'm going to fight, man, I always grab a lead pipe with a 90-degree bend.
I'm going to open
Thirst Jax Flair figure.
Oh, it smells like 2002.
A Limp Bizkit?
Downtown Springfield?
Yeah. Alumni Club?
Yeah. Let's go.
Let's go.
I'll sing lit.
Boom. $5.
Wow.
Let's go.
Great luck.
I have the Regal Draft. Like
Hell yeah. I remember I had this. I think I bought it at KB at some point. But nostalgia kicking in right here. But that's it for me. Three things, three cheap things. But I do need to stay off of Whatnot and eBay. Dude, the pipe doesn't even fit in his hand.
Oh, you've heard the legend. Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, for sure. Flair's pipe, dude.
Oh, man. Oh, there we go. There we go. All right.
What is that noise?
No idea.
That's a noise that we can't figure out what it is in our house. It sounds like a ceiling fan. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. It sounds like a ceiling fan that's like off balance, but I don't have a ceiling fan in this room.
It's in the attic. Get a fan up in the attic or something. Maybe. I got a big stack of stuff. This is the stuff I'm going to get signed at WrestleCon.
Get a big stack of porn for you.
Oh, I got one more thing. Oh my god. I got two more things actually, real quick. Sorry, Phil. Guys, if you're coming to WrestleMania and you're coming to our tailgate and you see us walking around, you're getting one of these.
Oh yes.
The Fig effing cave, Philadelphia style, or you don't like ECW that
style.
You can get Philadelphia. It's hard to see on the camera.
Yeah.
Philadelphia Phillies style Fig Cave stickers.
And you got the still got the Waffle House ones.
And
too.
Waffle House, yeah.
Man.
So
loving it. When you pass them out like candy.
These ECW ones came out really good.
Yeah, they did. Hell yeah.
It was funny when Greg was talking about the Irish restaurant. I was like, I've been there. Like, I was looking at the side. I was like, oh yeah, Tony and I went there. That's where I had the Yingling, like Hershey's Porter.
Ooh, I had that.
That's good.
Not good.
No. Yes. No. If you have
being good,
one to two, it's delicious. Not something you want to get drunk on.
Nah, it's like that. Not your father's root beer. Remember when that was like the big, big hit?
That was a weird summer. That was a weird.
That was a weird summer.
Yeah, it was. Those things hit hard.
It got weird.
Yeah,
those crawled so seltzers could walk.
Yeah, that's so true.
They're awful though. Probably a ton.
I'm a seltzerman. You guys know me. I'm a seltzerman.
Yeah. That's it. I was the biggest thing of the week was selling off 30 figures and just getting so much room in this Fig Cave.
Oh, what was that stack of figures you were showing? That's all to get signed?
Everything to get signed. So it's $2 Million Mans. It's a Jake the Snake. It's a X-Pac, Charles Wright, Kama Mustafa, and two Greg the Hammer Valentines. That's the legends I need to get signed. So that's seven figs between Squared Circle and WrestleCon. And then, like, I'm probably going to get the Boogeyman Elite sign that I have. Some odds and ends. Depends on who's... I'm not going to get anything signed at that WWE World place unless I know who's going to be there. I can't bring a bunch of shit. I mean, that's better for 8x10s and shit like that. So
Yeah, but that's going to be perfect for Nash. Nash is going to want the picture of meeting these people.
Oh, he's going to be... Yeah, it's going to be great. You know, it doesn't matter who it is. He's going to love it.
It doesn't matter. Whatever figures I bring, I could bring half of these and it's just going to be the other half of people. So,
of course, yeah.
I can't win on this one.
Does JBL do any signings anymore, or is he WWE employee? He does?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, I know, because he still has like an independent. He did one for Heroes a couple years ago, where him and you could sit at the poker table with him and Farouk. Yeah.
Hopefully he's showing up. That'll add one more to my stack. But the ones I want to get signed that I don't have over here is the Shane Helm, the Hurricane, the JBL. And the Heyman I should have mailed in to
High Spots,
but never did. But story of my life. But we'll see. I'm adding to it. So I'm trying to sell anything that isn't bolted down in this room that I don't need and get rid of some extra shit as we get closer and closer to WrestleMania week, because I'm going to go hog wild.
I got to look at the WrestleCon because I want to see, okay, who do I actually have figures of? Who do I want to bring? And
if anybody has Arn Anderson figure in a box, hit me up.
A Legends? Is it
Legends, or he's got Classics.
I feel like his Galoob wasn't crazy priced.
Nah, it's over $100 now.
You get a shell? He's got a Major Bendy coming. Get a shell then.
Does he have a Major Bendy coming?
Yeah, I think he was announced. I don't know what line he's is, but if you get the bubble for sure. Slap it on there.
It's a good way to do it.
I was thinking about just grabbing the Classic Superstar, getting that signed, but it's like $40, I think.
That's not bad.
Nah.
So this week we kind of took a little break from the Patreon extra stuff. We did a bunch of stuff last week. Next week, let's sit down and find a time to bang out three watch-alongs. We each pick a WrestleMania match. We'll throw them all onto Patreon as we get closer and closer to WrestleMania here. We didn't talk about Hall of Fame. I think it's been rumored that Paul Heyman and Bull Nakano are the first two inductees into the WWE Hall of Fame, which is cool.
It's not rumored. It's real life.
Oh, both of them were confirmed?
Yep.
Oh, cool. Nice. Good to know.
Real life.
Think of who else would be on there, but
is there tickets for that yet?
I don't know. It's after SmackDown, so
there should be. What?
Yeah, that's the way they've been doing it the last few years.
Oof.
They do SmackDown, and then that's afterwards.
Never mind. I was like, maybe I'll go to that.
There's a rumor going around that your boy Haku is going to get inducted.
I know. That's why I want to go. Probably sit with the fam, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's it for us tonight, guys. That was a pretty hefty episode.
It was.
Next week, hopefully No more reveals, but I guess we have the we have some stuff coming up on Mattel Creations for pre-order next week. So that'll happen. I can recap you on my kid's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Anybody, any last words? Thanks for everybody in the chat. Thanks for everybody was hanging out. You guys were awesome.
I know I've talked to the majority of this episode, but I just want to remind guys, remind you guys to grab, you can grab Fig Cave merch now. Go to our Instagram, click the link in the bio. If you're in the Patreon, the link is in the Patreon. And if you're a Patreon member, you get 15% off all the time, not just a random time, all the time. So grab a shirt, grab a hoodie, grab a pint glass, whatever is on there. Again, same thing with the Patreon and everything. Everything goes back into the show. So grab something. Grab some
and Ring of Honor tickets.
And Ring of Honor.
Yeah, I gotta buy some stuff for the week. Yeah,
we'll talk.
Do that soon. Yeah,
we'll talk because we can get it for cost. But
oh, cool.
We'll talk. Yeah. We'll talk.
Have a good night, Peter Jones. And I will watch the Goonies this week.
No, I will not. Yeah. Yeah. I will not.
I will not either. I do not like that movie. It bothers me. The kids all yell.
What?
A lot of yelling. A lot like 80s movies, like dialogue was weird. They just yelled.
Your friends called you sloth, didn't you? Didn't they?
I did the truffle.
Friends called you sloth.
I know what sloth. I know who sloth is, and I know what the truffle is. Your eyes.
Dude, you got Joey Pants as one of the villains. Come on, man, have some respect. Yeah. All
right.
That's it.
That's it. Watch those Dave Pants.
No argument.
Stay classy, Marks. We'll talk to you
later, guys.